Chemistry in action. Exchange of oxygen and carbon dioxide in the blood. The transport of oxygen and carbon dioxide between the lungs and tissues is a complex process that involves several reversible reactions, each of which behaves in accordance with Le Chatelier's principle. The binding of oxygen to hemoglobin is a reversible reaction. The oxygen molecule must attach to the hemoglobin, Hb, and then later detach. The equilibrium equation for this reaction can be written: Hb plus O2 is in equilibrium with HbO2. In the lungs, the concentration of oxygen is high and favors the forward reaction. Oxygen quickly binds to the hemoglobin until it is saturated with oxygen. In the tissues, the concentration of oxygen is lower, and in accordance with Le Chatelier's principle, the equilibrium position shifts to the left and the hemoglobin releases oxygen to the tissues. Approximately 45% of the oxygen diffuses out of the capillaries into the tissues, where it may be picked up by myoglobin, another carrier molecule. Myoglobin functions as an oxygen storage molecule, holding the oxygen until it is required in the energy-producing portions of the cell. The reaction between myoglobin, Mb, and oxygen can be written as an equilibrium reaction. Mb plus O2 is in equilibrium with MbO2. The hemoglobin and myoglobin equations are very similar, so what accounts for the transfer of the oxygen from the hemoglobin to the myoglobin? Although both equilibria involve similar interactions, the affinity between oxygen and hemoglobin is different from the affinity between myoglobin and oxygen. In the tissues, the position of the hemoglobin equilibrium is such that it is 55% saturated with oxygen, whereas the myoglobin is at 90% oxygen saturation. Under these conditions, hemoglobin will release oxygen, while myoglobin will bind oxygen. Thus, oxygen is loaded onto hemoglobin in the lungs and unloaded in the tissue's cells. Carbon dioxide produced in the cells must be removed from the tissues. Oxygen-depleted hemoglobin molecules accomplish this by becoming carriers of carbon dioxide. The carbon dioxide does not bind at the heme site as the oxygen does, but rather at one end of the protein chain. When carbon dioxide dissolves in water, some of the CO2 reacts to release hydrogen ions. CO2 plus H2O is in equilibrium with HCO3 minus plus H plus. To facilitate the removal of CO2 from the tissues, this equilibrium needs to be moved toward the right. This shift is accomplished by the removal of H plus from the tissues by the hemoglobin molecule. The deoxygenated hemoglobin molecule can bind H plus ions as well as CO2. In the lungs, this whole process is reversed so that the CO2 is removed from the hemoglobin and exhaled. Molecules that are similar in structure to the oxygen molecule can become involved in competing equilibria. Hemoglobin is capable of binding with carbon monoxide, CO, nitrogen monoxide, NO, and cyanide, CN-. The extent of the competition depends on the affinity. Since these molecules have a greater affinity for hemoglobin than oxygen, they will effectively displace oxygen from hemoglobin. For example, HbO2 plus CO is in equilibrium with HbCO plus O2. Since the affinity of hemoglobin for CO is 150 times stronger than its affinity for oxygen, the equilibrium position lies far to the right. This explains why CO is a poisonous substance and why oxygen is administered to victims of CO poisoning. The hemoglobin molecules can only transport oxygen if the CO is released and the oxygen shifts the equilibrium towards the left.